Medical Center, Irie Computer Medicine.
Blood pressure is dropping, 100 over 60.
Medical Center, Dr. Lockyer. Report to cardiopulmonary.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket. Red blanket.
It's a massive pulmonary embolus.
Ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Dr. Horowitz, staff.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Thursday, the 25th of May. The preparative of the day is to take updated first aid and CPR training, get the equipment that goes with it. We have with us Dr. Lynn Horowitz. We've got open lines. You want to give us a call at 512-248-8252. Listen carefully to these websites. Last time I'll give them out this show. Here they are. WarOnWeThePeople.net. That's his newest one. WarOnWeThePeople.net. Then Beautiful Music, 24 hours a day, 528radio.com. Next is JudicialCorruptionNews.com. Then we have a place I do some shopping myself, HealthyWorldStore.com. Then RevolutionTelevision.net and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, another add to the list of the bizarre, freakish corporate decisions. The company North Face, that manufactures high-end outdoor equipment and clothing, is now promoting their products with drag queens, and they're going to lose a lot of business, and rightfully so, don't you think?
Oh, gee whiz, I would avoid them like the plague. Yep,
absolutely.
I know the brand, and gee whiz, I wouldn't give 1 cent. I mean, I haven't even been watching Fox News since they, you know, lose Tucker Carlson. I won't do it. I won't
Me neither.
Permit myself.
Me neither. No, no. They've lost. They've shot themselves in the foot. Most likely, some kind of agreement was reached with Dominion to fire Tucker Carlson. That's the most likely thing. And I've been watching Newsmax. Newsmax is okay. Eric Bolling's okay. He's not Tucker Carlson, but that's all we got for the time being.
Right.
But they did it to themselves. They have no one to blame but themselves, just like Transheiser-Busch has no one to blame but themselves. When you can't give away your beer, you know you really screwed up, don't you?
Yeah. You know, and the bottom line is they've got us diverted. The main message is between you and your creator. The main salvation is between you and your creator. So, you know, we all tune into television to you know, in the hope that the news is going to report that one of our legislators like Jim Jordan or Rand Paul is going to do something fantastic and suddenly now we're going to have justice. But it's not. That is a deception. And so, again, it's a matter of choice. We've got to choose, as each of us as individuals, our relationship with God over the insanity as Babylon falls. Because as Babylon's falling, a lot of people, unfortunately, are going to die. They need to learn some heavy-duty lessons. These are heavy lessons coming down on civilization today. And I think that I think what we've been talking about here is the best message that people can grasp in order to survive both physically as well as evolve spiritually.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got a question or comment? Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Doctor, this transhuman thing, it's fascinating, it's scary, and it's real, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very, very real. But, you know, think about the reality is corroborated and evidenced by the censorship surrounding it. You know, isn't it interesting that, you know, we'll get news reports about Bill Gates and his marriage that ended and how he went to finance with Epstein and he was circulating with Epstein's people. And, you know, but there's nobody talking about the most important thing, which is why did they go to Harvard? Why did they spend money? Why did they advance those relationships with Harvard? And that's in my book, COVID Coup, The Rise of the Fourth Reich. I get into this transhumanist issue that even Kennedy, in his excellent book, which is exposing Fauci, doesn't really get into in any big way. That's sad. You know, I call him on that. And I have on revolutiontelevision.net, there's a video segment, a video program that I did basically exposing Kennedy and the fact that he's not really addressing the most substantive issues, even though I love, you know, 95% of what he's saying. Yay, Kennedy, go for it. And it may help to raise awareness in politics. But the bottom line you're talking about, John, transhumanistic is the main issue, because transhumanism means that they're going to be continuously injecting us with graphene poisons and the bioelectronics to permit the brain-cloud connection. That's the Neuralink that Elon Musk was financing and knows all about. And that's why Elon Musk, one of the reasons he came forward and said the greatest risk to civilization is in this superior artificial intelligence. You couple that with transhumanism, which means basically you're going to have robotics intertwined with a human being by force. Mandatory vaccination is all about transhumanizing civilization. And now when you see that unfolding, and the powers that be involved in the globalization, backing it financially, politically, as well as through the media, persuading us to question reality, question our sexuality, question everything. Why? Because they've got their new world order vision for civilization, and that involves their control. This is the maximum control. It suppresses the soul, spirit. Spirit is energy. It literally corrupts the energy of we the people. And so this is, you know, we're living in these end times when, man, it's interesting.
It is, absolutely. Dr., we had a caller on hold. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I hope this is not a real, real crazy question, but Dr. Kelly, who used to have a show on there, she clued me into a stun gun actually stopping the spread of the poison of a snake. And I just wondered, would it, if you had to go somewhere, they said, well, we got to put all this here. One of my nieces put all these here. We're killing something. We're putting pain things in your neck. I wouldn't let nobody come near me with a needle at all. I wonder if you could stun gun. Would you hurt anything good that could be done with a needle to stun gun it right away? Would it undo somebody who tried to sneak a vaccine on you?
Pat, I love you. You're a doll. You know, you always come up with some great stuff. And in fact, you're right on this whole concept. And people have been raising the question, you know, about snake venom. Well, again, if you're out in the wild and you have to basically deal with a snake bite, what's the recommended procedure? Is you go to your car, you open the hood, you go to your car battery, and you have hopefully jumper cables, and you connect the battery, and then you zap the bite wound. And what does that do to the poison? Well, because of the electronics, the energetics, it neutralizes the poison, because the poisons are the opposite charge to what it is that you're getting zapped with, and so it neutralizes the charge. Now you're talking about literally God energy. Think about what is the Holy Spirit. Think about how the Holy Spirit power of love works. It works by the same mechanism. And again, your 80% of your body approximately is water. Water, what is that? That's, again, a electronic media. I call it liquid God, because what's flowing through your water, alkalizing your body chemistry. Think about alkalinity. You know, years and years ago, before alkalized water was all on our store shelves, I published the first wonderful video and audio tape program with Jim Karnstad, who was a genius. He's passed away now, but he basically came out with the understanding that negatively charged alkalizing electrons is what keeps us healthy. They're antioxidizing. They're antioxidants. They're immune boosting. And so everything in health and health science is contingent upon what you're talking about here. Is the fact is that there's energetics, there's polarity in snake venom, then you can neutralize it by the opposite, just like alkalinity neutralizes.
Doctor, I see where the jumper cable would work, but you got. You have a lot of amps there with a car battery. The handheld zappers have a lot of volts, but no amps, which might be a lot safer.
Yeah, well, that's true, John. But again, you know, if you're dying of snake bite,
I've heard they have them on ambulances now. They do. The paramedics routinely carry them. That's right.
Yeah.
So, I keep trying to promote a low power witness hook on your handle to your purse, and if some dude tries to put his hand over your mouth, you just zap his hand, and by the time he takes it off, you start screaming, he runs off. So I'm trying to promote those little low-power things you can just hook on. Mom, you'll probably zap your eye. No, it's not that easy. Anyway, I thought I'd throw that in. But I'm looking to see if Pfizer makes condoms, because I got a feeling that, everything... when Planned Parenthood, they go out and they give away condoms, they make sure they don't work, because that way you'll come in for an abortion. Oh, it's a wicked world. I'll let you go. Bye. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call, Pat. Call number is 512-248-8252. Snake venom thing is an issue. I regard it as a side note compared to the rest of these things. But it is something that needs to be looked into more carefully, don't you think, Doctor?
Yeah, well, I love the concept of teaching our children how simple actual healing is. John, did you know that the various bitter fruits and even the seeds, the bitterness is an indicator that it's full of negatively charged electrons?
Really?
And all disease is caused by acidification, and the body chemistry becomes acidic, and it's only in the acidic state that cancer and illnesses can take root and grow. All of the inflammatory, think about what inflammation is. Inflammation is hyperactivity of the cells inflaming the poisoned part of your body or the damaged part of your body. That causes acidification of the body chemistry in that location. How do you neutralize that? We're talking about the same mechanism about the snake venom. You neutralize it by alkalization. That's why alkalizing water is now medicinal, therapeutic. You know, the Essentia water, I drink Essentia frequently because it's 9.5 pH. What does that mean? pH is parts hydrogen, or power of hydrogen. What's the power of hydrogen? It's donating an electron of love, I call it. The electron of love literally alkalizes and neutralizes the acid. Hallelujah. So instead of having burning hell going on in your body with disease and inflammatory condition, you now alkalize with the electron of love, which is the same as the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, you have to think about, you go to sleep at night feeling dreadful. You wake up in the morning suddenly refreshed. How did that happen? It happened because all night long, by grace of God, you've been blessed with a Holy Spirit power of love, which is alkalizing. It's energizing you again. So it's such a simple thing. We should be teaching our children this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And well said, Doctor. We got a call and holder, a healthcare professional. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Harwood. I just wanted to kind of swoop in here with a disclaimer for you, Doc, about not putting jumper cables on your car's battery and then touching them to your skin. Okay? Have you ever seen the sparks that jump off that is a very high current, very low voltage DC that will kill someone. okay? Now, there is something to this taser thing with the snake venom. A taser is going to be exceedingly high voltage and exceedingly low current, and it's going to be, and there is something to that, but I suggest you read something professional about this, just so, because you don't want anybody to go out and test this idea about jump connecting, touching jumper cables to your body. They'll lose appendages and their life and stuff like that. So let's not do that.
Well, if it was me out in the desert, you know, Glenn, I appreciate your wisdom. And if it was me out in the desert and I was literally starting to die from the snake bite, I would take my jumper cables, if I had jumper cables, and I wouldn't necessarily touch them to my skin, but I would zap above my skin so that the spark and the whole power of the energetic bolt would not be stopping my heart, so to speak, you know? But I would try that. But the bottom line is, I think the lesson is, the lesson is how to alkalize, how to neutralize.
Don't do that. Anyway, hey, forewarned is forearmed. Thank you, guys. I did check into John Ham Radio course and learn a little bit of Ohm's Law and stuff like that, Doc. All right,
Bye-bye. Well, if the alternative is death, you do what you got to do. We have another call here from Canada. We've got Daryl in Canada. Good morning, Daryl.
Yeah, good morning. What the doctor emphasizes shouldn't even emphasize enough. It's so important to be to get your body alkaline. And you can do it through simple, very simple things you can buy at a grocery store. I get my my blood situation alkalized up to like near 8, about 7.5. Drinking really healthy stuff like I just did in the morning. Every morning I drink lemon juice, just a pure lemon juice. You drink about maybe half a shot glass or so, and then a couple times a day drink maybe 4 tablespoons total of apple cider vinegar with the mother in it, and boy, that stuff will alkalize your body. Even low sodium V8 helps, and so keep your pH high, as the doctor said. Cancer cannot grow in a high alkaline body, and not only that, there's all kinds of cases that when even in stage 4 cancer, if you get your alkaline level, your pH level up over 8 for about 4 or 5 days, that's a little dangerous, but you just keep it like that, and the cancer, you can actually see it coming out in the feces, come out the other end. So cancer is not the scariest thing in the world if you fight it with the right stuff. I have another question for the doctor, but go ahead, doctor, comment on that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. What makes the lemon juice alkalizing, and it's counterintuitive, you would think because it's an acid fruit.
And then alkalizing out, right?
Yeah, because it's got a lot of calcium hydroxide in water. Like when calcium hits water, it becomes calcium hydroxide. That's a buffer. That's an alkalizer. So you're absolutely right. And then the application of vinegar, apple cider vinegar, is wonderful. It's been one of the old tried and true methods that naturopaths have been recommending for people for detoxifying people as well. Apple cider vinegar is put in bath water, Epsom salt. Has a lot of magnesium. That's great in the bathing, and then alkalizing and restoring the nerves through magnesium through the skin, which is excellent. And you're absolutely right about the cancer disappearing.
Okay.
Yeah, and some people suggest to drink baking soda and stuff like that. I say, well, you know, if it's an emergency and you want to get your pH up that high that quick, to take a little bit, but you can always better doing it through natural ways. Your question about vaccine shedding. What do you think of that? I'm about the like you talked about. I've seen so much anecdotal evidence of both graphene showing up in people and mostly spike protein mRNA. It's not a big subject around the world, so but with a lot of people it is, because their loved ones and their kids, especially near vax people, parents are getting really sick. I know it's kind of changed my life. I stay away from people. Actually, I even quit my job and I'm working at home, and I haven't seen my family for 2 years. I just hear too much about it, and so I just not taking any chances. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Yeah, I think you're right on.
Hold on to the break here. We'll be right back.
Okay, sounds good.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
It's primary season again. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. Tuesday was primary day in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, my home state. That really got me thinking about the entire primary process. Primaries are how two main political parties, private organizations, decide who they'll put on the ballot for the actual election. The direct primary election is unique to the United States. The current system has only been around since the 1970s, and somehow it's become taxpayer-funded. The 2016 primary elections cost taxpayers over $427 million. And to make that idea even worse, not everyone is allowed to participate in the taxpayer-funded selection process. 26 million registered voters can't vote in primaries because they're not registered to one of the two big parties and live in closed primary states. So what's the solution? Make the parties pay for their own primaries or go back to caucuses. The parties pay for the process every one of the caucus states. If you believe in limited government and you're fed up with the uniparty, visit constitutionparty.com and break out of the two-party illusion. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, see this Pashem, Parabellum.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south of Dixie. Away, away, away down south of Dixie. Away.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Doctor, with your response for Daryl in Canada, sir.
Yeah, John. You know, this vaccine shedding is a great concern, and I'm a victim of it. I was associating with medical staff, and they had been vaccinated, and I received the spike protein antigen from that exposure. And what happened was that the normal bacteria in my body, which contains Haemophilus influenza bacteria, mutated into a virulent strain of Haemophilus influenza. And if you hear me coughing on this show, this is 2 years later almost, I'm still suffering respiratory challenge from the fact that the spike protein antigen that was shed caused the Haemophilus influenza virus bacteria to mutate in my body. And so respiratory challenges that people are facing now more than ever are, I think, most likely associated with exactly what you're talking about, this shedding, and it you know, I'm looking at people now wearing masks. I don't wear a mask because I primarily rely on the Creator. The Creator heals me no matter what. I'll tell you, if it took 2 years, so what? The bottom line is I'm going to be living as long as the Creator wants me around and doing the service, and I pray that the Creator does heal me of all sorts of challenges that I face as an elder. But the bottom line is that I am in agreement. There are people who are using masks today, and I think it's not about COVID. I suspect strongly it's benefiting them because they're evading avoiding the spike protein antigen intoxication.
My thoughts, when okay. I see people wearing masks, unless they have purple hair or something like that, that they're trying to avoid people that are breathing and touching. Yeah, just how close to the doctor? How close to the were they vaccinated to? Because like how many days do you know approximately? Because especially within 30 days, apparently they're really toxic. Do you know how close they were to the vaccination date when you had contact with them?
Yeah, it was within 30 days.
There you go. Oh, that's awful. Yeah, no cars. I don't go in cars with anybody unless the windows are open. And there's so much, you know, touch, close breathing, sex, forget it. Breast milk. There's lots of anecdotal evidence of kids getting breast milk contamination through their parents or even just being near their parents after probably within 30 days or even after that of being touched. And, you know, obviously, you know, you're close to it. But you're one of the most important. I'm going to tell your story to a lot of people, Doctor. I mean, I hear a lot of other stories, but this is the most close to home since you're on RBN. I was listening all the time. Man, oh, man. You're keeping me more isolated, Doctor, and thank you for that story and all the best to you and your lungs and everything going forward.
Thank you.
We don't want to lose you, for God's sake.
You're sweet. Very, very kind. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You know, the Haemophilus influenza is about 33% genetically identical to COVID-19. So it's as mutagens. COVID-19 is a mutagen because essentially any lab virus is easily mutated because they're spliced together. They didn't go through millennia of stabilizing. This is why HIV/AIDS, they can't have a vaccine because when it jumps from one human to another, it's approximately 7% different. So it mutates because it's unstable as a lab creation. And that's why the Haemophilus influenza is a third similar to that particular genetic sequence in the virus, and that's why the mutation occurred. It's very easy to occur. And this was really largely 25 years ago when I first came out with the revelations in emerging viruses, AIDS and Ebola, that I said, we're in deep trouble here because the lab viruses that they're producing, massive amounts of lab viruses, they're going to create a mutagenic environment where all of a sudden new diseases, new cancers are going to be starting to, you know, to emerge. And that's exactly what has occurred.
Amazing, Doctor. Doctor, we are out of time, sir. We look forward to having you back next Thursday. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John. As always, God bless.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, the hour break coming up, we'll have Tom Berryhill, the one, the only man who manufactures the energy cleaner, an electronic healing device. And it's something that will help you if you have any kind of pain, arthritis pain, back pain, joint pain. If you have sleep issues, it will help you. And, of course, I do something your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to do. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee from me to you personally on the energy cleaner. That's to give you some peace of mind and give you some confidence that this will work. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo put on by G. Edward Griffin the second weekend of August, August 12th and 13th in Des Moines, Iowa. You get the details at my website, get your tickets right there. Look forward to meeting a lot of you there. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Tom Berry. Tom is the one, the only man who manufactures the energy cleaner. And we'll be talking about this marvelous electronic healing device when I fill out the... In fact, I shipped one time to Canada 2 days ago. When I ship out the... he's overseas, going to foreign countries. That's when I write in the customs paperwork, the electronic healing device. And good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John.
Well, Tom, we got a gentleman who wants to make a comment about the vaccines here. We got Jim in, looks like, Michigan. Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, good morning, John. How are you, sir?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I'm from a small northern Michigan town, and I I subcontract through designers doing my work. And I got, they just won't use me anymore because I refused to wear a mask during COVID. But there was an issue there, too, where I was informing one of the customers about the PCR test and how horrible it was and how it just wasn't true, you know, mostly false positives.
Right.
Anyways, I hadn't seen them in about a year and a half, 2 years, and I ran into one of the secretaries at their office. And it was quite shocking that this young lady, she's got to be in her 50s, she had short hair. I mean, really short hair. And I said, how you been? She goes, well, it's been horrible. And I know they all got the vaccine. It's been horrible. Everybody around us has died of cancer. I said, oh, my God. And then she said, well, my husband died of cancer. He was a young man. And she had cancer. That's why her hair was, you know, so short, because she'd been taking the killer cure, chemotherapy.
Right.
So just with the small amount in a small town, small amount of people that I know, this one, we're probably looking at 4 or 5 deaths from cancer that all of a sudden just appeared and was ravaging through these people's body. So I guess I didn't know what to tell her. I was going to tell her about chemo, but, you know, they wouldn't listen to me on anything else. So I just kind of
let them enjoy what little bit of life they have left. Let them enjoy, because I told you so. Is it going to help?
Right. Okay. Well, thanks, John. I really appreciate your program, and I do have energy cleaner. Yeah, we're still using that, and we're still putting it over our plants every day. And those plants, they're just getting too doggone big. Thank God Memorial Day is coming up here, so we'll probably plant them after that. But what a great product, and I commend the inventor there, that I think he's come up with something that's really beneficial to society, and I thank you for that.
Okay, well, we can't thank Lee Kroc in person because he's deceased, but Tom Berryhill is the manufacturer. And anyway, Tom, good morning, sir.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Well, we got another call on hold. Let's go ahead and get our disclaimer going here so we can take our next caller. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, John. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner. And, John,
absolutely,
one comment from me. The last caller talking about refusing to wear a mask. I've had people get on me for walking in a building without a mask, and I would have one in my back pocket, and I'd put it on. I'd say, is this better? Oh, yeah. And I said, well, I guess this will help. We don't want to spread disease or anything, do we? And I said, you know, I'm so concerned about it, I put up a chain-link fence to keep mosquitoes out of my yard. So they have to ponder that for a minute, and then they know I'm just being a smart aleck. But, yeah, I rarely wore a mask, never.
Well, I had special masks. One was my friend Tim Spencer.
I saw those.
Yeah. The mask made from mosquito netting, and there's enough fabric there that I can cover my entire face, eyes, nose, and mouth. And everybody gets real quiet when you put that on. It's amazing.
They don't know what to think or say.
No, they don't know what to think. They think you're kind of crazy. Here's our next caller, James in North Carolina. Good morning, James.
Good morning, John. First of all, I'd like to say the energy cleaner has done a lot of wonders for me and my wife. It's been great. I don't want to live without it. I didn't know whether to call this question in on the EMP guy or this guy, but I've ordered probably about 7 EMP shields from him, and we own 2 energy cleaners. And I'd like to know, is there anything you can do to protect your energy cleaner from an EMP with it not being plugged into the circuits in your house, which are protected with the EMP mounted on your fuse box?
Okay, well,
yes,
I'll take... Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, there is some protection in it already. The biggest problem with a lot of this is, for instance, your house wiring, is that you have the entire electrical grid is like one gigantic antenna. That's going to pick up a lot of that energy from a pulse electrical field like that and cause a lot of damage. So you have to protect for that. The energy cleaner is self-contained with the batteries. There's very little capture area there that could capture enough signal to come in, and there is certain types. There's diodes in there. There's a special type of diode that would clamp any electrostatic field that could, you know, over a certain voltage that would cause it trouble. So I don't think there'd be any trouble, but I have no way to know until we have an event. Then we'll all learn. But I believe it should.
Well, let's hope we don't.
I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Okay, okay. I was just thinking, you know, with it plugged in and the wires with the mattress pad, you know, it might conduct. But, okay, thanks for a lot for easing concerns. And anybody out there who is thinking about getting an energy cleaner, get one. It's well, well worth the money. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate that, James. My Memorial Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight the 29th, Memorial Day. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads. You can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. If you're mailing a check or money order, my address is right there. Make sure it's postmarked before midnight the 29th. And put the correct dollar amount, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads. And I offer, of course, as I like to say, a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Tom, we got another caller here. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John. We lost John. Well, you're welcome to call back, John. These testimonials are important. They help people get past the wondering and the procrastination. These testimonials, don't they, Tom?
Well, they do, and we've heard back over the years from so many people. I've heard from people in the last just two or three years, John, and they had known about this since its beginning in March of the year 2000. And they didn't believe it, but then they finally bought one, and then they really feel bad. They would tell me, you know, I've waited over 20 years, and I should have done this so long ago. So, you know, but that's the way it is, and we all tend to do it to some extent. But I'm telling you that your 90-day money-back guarantee is – that 90 days is enough time for anybody to try this out and see if it's going to work for them. And if it doesn't, then you get a refund. But I think most people are going to start seeing results and improvements in their health within a few days, maybe a week. It's different for everybody. I've seen it where they noticed a change in 45 minutes or so. And then there's people that it took a week or two. And then there's people, since we're all different, everybody operates a little bit different. Their body's a little bit different. Their cell makeup and all, it's a little bit different from person to person. But we've had people that said, you know, I didn't really have anything wrong with me, but I thought I'd tried to be proactive. And then they said, they maybe took a trip or left for a while and they didn't take it with them. Then they noticed changes after they were not using it any longer. They tiny little things, but it was such an incremental effect, they didn't see it right away. But I've had people tell me, you know, after using this for a while, I just noticed it was so gradual on maybe some kind of a problem they were having, to all of a sudden they didn't have it anymore. They didn't even realize it went away. John, that's what happened to me. When I first built the units, I used one myself, and I had injured a finger in an accident, and they sewed it back, the tip of the finger from that last knuckle out. It was dead, totally dead. There was no feeling because it got ripped up on a machine. You can't tell there's even hardly any scar or anything, but they sewed it back together, but that doctor told me I will never be able to have feeling in the last inch or so of that finger. And it was like that. But after using that energy cleaner for like 2 or 3 months, all of a sudden I had feeling in that. You could take a feather and just barely touch my finger with me blindfolded, and I could tell you when you're touching it. I have total feeling back in that finger, and they told me that would never happen. Now,
amazing.
That injury took place in 1991, and it was probably by June or July of 2000 that I got the feeling back. I'd used it for about 3 months, and it totally came back. It was amazing. It amazed me. Then I knew this thing really worked because I saw what it did for me. I don't talk about it too much because I just sound like a salesman. Your customers calling in, the people using this, you hear it all the time from them. You've got to have one of these things. They'll tell you themselves.
Well, before we get to our next caller, I know that I keep my energy clear under the bed and out of the way, but occasionally it gets unplugged. And I'll notice about the third day after being unplugged, I just don't feel quite 100%. And I know when I feel that way to check and see if it got unplugged. And sure enough, that's what happens. It happens once or twice a year. We've got a couple of callers here. First, we have, looks like, Richard in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Richard.
Hello.
Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah. I just ordered one for my friend, an energy cleaner, and I couldn't afford a king-size pad, so I bought a twin-size pad, twin bed size, and it's for my friend. And the first thing he said when I told him, he says, oh, good, so me and my wife can both use it. And I just want to make sure that's true. If they lay it on the king-size mattress sideways, can they both benefit from it?
They twin could. Size sideways on a king size bed, of course, absolutely.
They could do that, but it's you want to keep the upper part of your body, you know, your torso, on there, and it'd be better if they had a longer pad that would cover their whole body. They could add another pad, get another pad from John down the road, and connect them both together onto the one machine. They could do that. Or they could just get real close together on the one twin-size pad and be real cozy. That would work, too.
Well, what I'm saying is put it sideways. Can they put it sideways on the bed so they both have
yes,
the upper body?
Right? Yes, you know, they it'll can. Work.
Yeah.
Yes, they
want the coverage between the waist and the shoulders primarily, if you're doing that, right?
That's correct.
Right. But, well, they both have back problems, so that's where I would want them to use it anyways, right? Okay, very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome, Richard. Our next caller is a retired attorney living in Massachusetts, Amit. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Mr. Berryhill. I may be calling a day too soon because your emergency communication is on Friday typically, but I just wanted to sort of make a check mark or bookmark. That is, we have heard that satellite phones are being distributed to many U.S. senators. So please, tomorrow, if not today, please comment on that, if any. And the second thing was that you often, and I wrote it to Mr. Moore, maybe he did not have time to respond, but these solar-based power backups, they are practically relying on silicon-controlled rectifiers slicing the waveform and converting it from one frequency to another. So they generate a lot of dirty electricity because of harmonics. So if you have any view on the health effects of those harmonics, please comment on that. So that's all. Thank you for taking my call. And I should leave room for other callers.
Okay, thanks for the call, Amit. You got any response for Amit there?
Well, he mentioned about harmonics. There's no frequencies that come out of the energy cleaner, so there would be no harmonics. It's a pure DC signal. It changes polarity at a specific rate. There won't be any harmonics on that particular type of unit. So that's about as much as I can say on harmonics. There is also a radionic signal that's encoded in there that is emitted during the when it shifts phases, you know, from polarities, and that that signal is also put out, and that's proprietary.
Right.
But it,
right.
but there's no harmonics involved. I have made other instruments that are similar that would have harmonics, and the practitioners, their special order, and the practitioners that have used those have requested that they have harmonics. They want the harmonics. They want the fundamental frequency and harmonics, and they requested it be a square wave, which would give them the maximum number of harmonics.
Hold on, Tom. We got our last break. Hold on, Tom. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Tom, we have some interesting calls, and we have a sale going on until midnight the 29th to help more people get the energy cleaner. I'm keeping you really busy, aren't I, sir?
Stay pretty busy, John. That's true.
And you work by yourself. You have your own built manufacturing facility at your home here in Missouri, and
right.
helping you manufacture these units. I come and get them from you, and of course, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee to give people some peace of mind knowing that this is the real deal. At my website, ladies and gentlemen, you can read the beautiful testimonials from people like Steve Whitman. In fact, I need to talk to Steve and his wife and see how he's doing. Let's see if we can squeeze in one more call. Dr. Russell in Chicago. Almost out of time, doctor.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm a little bit of a correction. I'm not a doctor. I don't know how it got in there. But, I don't know the gentleman that you speak of, but I was hoping you could explain the benefits of the energy cleaner to the friend of yours who was shot multiple times but survived primarily because of what the energy cleaner was able to do for him.
Steve Whitman, yeah. He gave the energy cleaner credit for having the strength and agility to leap off the backhoe before he got a fourth and final kill shot. And then he gives energy cleaner credit for his unusually rapid recovery to the point where the surgeon looked at him a few weeks later and brought in witnesses to see how rapidly this man had recovered from those three shots.
Details, so he did, in fact, use it
yes.
while recuperating.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And in a bonus, his wife had been diagnosed with, what was that, Tom?
Lupus. That was Lynn.
Lupus. Lupus.
Yeah.
And after a few months, the blood test showed she never had lupus.
Wow.
She told me, I talked to her once on the phone, and she told me they did the test a couple of times, I thought she said, because they couldn't believe that the test came up negative, so they did it again. Maybe, I think it was a different lab or something, and they got the same results, negative, like it never even occurred.
Right, right.
So it's fair to say, hopefully, this can be utilized for things such as arthritis in the knees from prior surgeries.
Oh, yeah.
Arthritis athletes,
is a big deal. Yeah, a lot of arthritis sufferers really love the energy cleaner. Absolutely, Russell. Yep.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. Tom, we're out of time. We'll have you back tomorrow morning. We'll be talking about emergency survival communication and ham radio, won't we, sir?
Yes, sir, we will, and we'll try to talk about Amit's questions at that time.
And as my grandson would say to me when he was a boy, get to work, Grandpa, get to work. We got energy cleaners we need to get out, don't we?
Yes, sir, and that's what we're going to do. Get to work.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. We'll see you in the morning.
Okay, John.
Well, what a show. We covered so much territory, got some fantastic calls, got a lot of great information out there, and we'll be back at this tomorrow morning doing the same thing, helping people every which way we can. Well, the world continues to become more bizarre and more strange in so many different ways, but we will survive this. We will win. We know who wins. It's just going to be a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth between where we are now and where we win. But the more people we can educate, more people we can inform, the more people who will survive what's already coming at us. These bizarre, freakish behaviors on the part of U.S. government, the healthcare officials, these woke corporations like Transheiser-Busch and Target, and now North Face, they deserve what they get. They've done it to themselves. They really have. They've done it to themselves. They deserve everything they get, which is a dramatic loss of market share. And it's like, if Transheiser-Busch goes out of business, so be it. There's other excellent beer companies out there. North Face goes out of business, so what? There's other excellent clothing manufacturers out there. Target, well, there's other alternatives to Target. So give them a dose of what they deserve. Just don't shop there. Okay, I'm not hearing any music, but it looks like we're out of time. Well, that's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, clean, essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my county of Crawford County, Missouri. God bless Missouri. God bless the state of Texas. And God bless the United States of America.
It's to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.